Dog owners are being warned to be extremely vigilant about stagnant waters following the deaths of four dogs in Northern Ireland. The deaths all occurred shortly after the dogs had been to Loch Melvin on the Fermanagh-Leitrim border. Aoife Ferris is a vet with Lakeland Veterinary Services in Baleek in County Fermanagh, and she's on the line now. Aoife, thanks for taking our call. So what can you tell us about these dogs? What have you been seeing in recent days?
Hi, no problem. So we've been seeing a couple of cases of dogs that have been swimming or have been playing along the shores of one of the lakes nearby us. Immediately, you know, after they've come out of the water, some of them have started to present with signs, you know, such as like drooling from their mouth, frothing at their mouth, seizures, and ultimately, unfortunately, these dogs have passed away pretty quickly after being down there. We do see these kind of cases after periods of very hot weather, so we would encourage all dog owners, not just around here, but to keep their pets away from any lakes or ponds where there's stagnant water.
So you're pretty certain, are you, that it was the water and issues in relation to the water that made these dogs ill and caused their deaths?
Yes, we are fairly certain. There is investigation underway, including water sampling, but they fit the clinical signs and the clinical picture at the moment, and we have seen cases like this in the past, unfortunately.
And this is the cause of this is an algae, is it, in the water, in the lake?
Yes, it can be. An algae called blue-green algae, and it is very, very toxic to pets. They don't necessarily have to ingest the water. It can be something as simple as having a little bit of this bug on their paws and licking their paws afterwards, and it can cause acute organ failure.
Right, and there's obviously, from the way you've described these particular cases, there's no treatment for this.
Very rarely, unless they're gotten very, very quickly. But usually it works on the body very fast, and it's very, very toxic. So
right.
It's really, really important for pet owners to be aware of this.
And just what might pet owners watch out for, you know, when they're at a lake?
Yes, so typically any green or blue scum on the top of the lake, sometimes it can appear brown in colour or have an earthy or musty smell from the water. And then occasionally, you know, depending on the area, it can appear as a foam on the edges of the shoreline.
All right. And this, I know, is slightly outside your area of expertise, but is it harmful to humans?
Potentially, I from the research that we have done over the last number of days, we can see that it can cause illness in humans. So okay. It would be important, I think, for people maybe to avoid swimming in those areas as well. But
okay.
I'm not an expert on humans.
It comes with that proviso. Okay, thanks very much indeed. That's Fed.
No problem.
That's Fed Aoife Ferris speaking to us from Baleek.